For the third time this season, Theater Square is extending the run of a production. This was scheduled to be the final weekend for the original script of Sundown Town, being produced at Nadine Baum Studios. But the play will continue beyond Sunday. Martin Miller is the managing director of Theater Squared and is with me in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
The decision to extend Sundown Town made in the past several hours?
Really, very, very recently. We have, since the beginning with Sundown Town, basically said, this is not a show we can extend. The cast is too large. Got 9 cast members, 4 musicians, including Fayetteville's own Threepenny Acre. And it's the most significant financial investment we've made in our history on one production, because as a professional company, everyone's drawing a weekly salary because our premise is that working artists should be able to do what they do for a living. But yes, literally within the last 12 hours, we got everyone together. We approached a group of donors about helping us to extend it. We talked to the cast. We talked to the band. We worked out some complicated logistics, and we're going to try to play this show for another 700 Northwest Arkansas audience members this coming week.
Is a sellout enough to extend a run, or do you have to know that there is demand beyond the sellout?
Well, normally, when you're extending a run, you want to announce it with at least 2 weeks' notice so people have time to get their tickets and make their plans. The box office let us know that they were turning so many people away in the last couple days for this weekend's performances that we just took it on instinct that we're going to be able to reach out to those people and to other people who might be hearing about this show and let them know that we've got another 4 performances coming up for them.
So is it the traditional sort of weekend schedule?
It's a traditional schedule with one variation. It is a Thursday night at 7:30, Friday night at 7:30, Saturday night at 7:30, so there's no Saturday matinee, and then Sunday at 2 p.m.
Tickets available?
Tickets available. Call the Walton Arts Center box office, 479-443-5600, or by visiting Theater Square's website at theater2.org.
Are you just rewarding procrastinators now?
Well, I've always been a procrastinator myself, Kyle, so I cannot judge them. Do you mind if I also thank the folks that came forward in the last 12 hours to help us extend this run? Because
absolutely,
we wouldn't be doing it without them.
Absolutely.
Basically, the financial equation only makes sense if there are a couple individuals who say, all right, we think it's worth showing this to some more people. Those folks are Hershey and Denise Garner, Nick and Carolyn Cole, Romance Diamond Company, Patrick and Terry Brosh, proprietors, Steve and Linda Nelson, and Bob Kohler and Laura Goodwin. And they all came together and said, yes, this is important. Let's continue it.
This is the third consecutive production this season you've added shows.
This is the third. This is the third production that we've had to add performances or a full week in order to accommodate demand. It is. It's a new day for theater in Northwest Arkansas.
From what I understand, Anne Frank and Me from Arts Live this week is playing to full or more than full audiences.
It sure is a testament to how hungry people are that there can be a number of things going on at once, as there were last week as well with Mamma Mia and a 2-foot snowstorm, and still there's enough audience to fill the theaters. I think people in this region have always wanted it, and now it's here, and we're happy to meet that demand along with our colleagues in the community.
Martin Miller is the managing director for Theater Squared. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. I hope everyone can make it out.